why we played that is because Dankfest is coming up, and we have got one of the members of the Dance Happy Doom crew here, Lana. How you doing?
Kia ora. Yeah, I'm good. Stressed out.
Yeah.
As everybody probably is.
Yeah, yeah. Is it the normal amount of stress for Dankfesting?
Probably probably extra bits, but harder now with an almost 1-year-old.
So. Yeah, yeah.
So yeah. A little bit of spice.
How long have you guys been doing Dankfest for?
So been organising Dankfest since I think 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool.
So that's a good amount.
Yeah.
Years, yeah.
How does it like change over that period of time?
To be honest, it actually really hasn't. It's sort of kept the same thing.
Oh, that's
of,
cool.
Yeah, yeah. Kept the same thing of mostly not having dude bros playing.
Yeah.
Focus on non-dude bros playing, mixture of North and South Island bands and mixed genres. So, yeah.
Cool, heck yeah. And was it, so the three of you also play secretly in a band called Cuck as well.
Yes, secretly.
is it like, did you start it as the three of you? Were you playing in the band at the time or something? Was it?
No, so Dankfest was sort of like an idea I started because there used to be a sort of music festival that ran over the same time we have Dankfest called Onslaught.
Oh, yeah.
And when Bolshy moved away, it was sort of like, oh, I want, you know, to keep seeing my friends. Like,
yeah.
Okay, let's organise this festival to have the same sort of thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Gabe and, well, had a couple more people added to help organise it, which, so.
Cool. Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's, so it runs over 2 days, and the two big nights are at the Crown, but there's also a Rangatahi Rumble as well, which is on Saturday during the day at yours. How did you go about, like, programming it, like choosing the artists, figuring out how to, you know, do whatever nights, and then you obviously have a daytime show as well. Is there a whole lot of like conversations about figuring that out? I know you started getting funding for the Rangatahi Rumble.
So Rangatahi Rumble was sort of a new addition over the last couple of years because we wanted to do something for the kids, get the kids involved with playing, see our festivals a run, and also having it in the afternoon, it's also really good for people that have got kids to come out.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So, yeah, us three sit down, have a nut out of what bands are around, making sure there's mixed genres, and then, getting all that done, talking with the rest of the people in the music scene, getting their opinion. Yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
Have you had any like favourite Dankfests so far, or favourite artists, or any favourite moments? Anything freaky happened throughout Dankfests?
Well, I mean, I wasn't there last year because I was really, really heavily pregnant. So I missed that one. So that might not be my favourite one.
But
I think every year's different. We definitely noticed a change during COVID.
Yeah, of course.
So we were getting fewer people sort of out there, and then 1 year we decided not to have it because it was still COVID. But yeah, I don't know. Every year's a bit different.
Yeah. Did you have to do it in, like, the whole sitting down thing for COVID?
No, so I think one of them where it was COVID was sort of when we were coming out of lockdowns, and then one of the year we took off because that was
not
a good time to have it. So, no, we did not do a sitting down one,
And so you've got a few artists from Te Ika a Māui coming down as well. Any favourites from them, or like what? How do you choose those people?
So most of them are our mates, and we just be like, "Hey, you guys keen to come down?
Yeah,
want to play Dunedin?" Which for them, because you know everyone goes on about having an Aotearoa tour, but then they always miss like the South Island,
totally.
And I'm like, "Bro, what the hell?" So for them, it's also like, "Sweet, we can come down to the South Island," and a lot of them haven't even been down here, and I think so many of them, when they get here, they're so excited because it's such a different scene from what they have in Auckland and Wellington.
Yeah.
But yeah, we always try and include our North Island mates.
Yeah, yeah, cool. I've heard really good things about Mooring, so I'm quite excited to see them. There's a big list of very cool artists and stuff as well, so I'm very keen to see it all. Could you maybe tell us a bit about, like, what got you into this kind of music and like running gigs and like, because did you do music growing up in Otipoti or
so I didn't actually grow up here, sort of just like moved here when I was young, but I
did
music when I was a kid, and I'm not too sure, it was only sort of like the last 10 years, started meeting people, finding out they're in the DIY punk scene, was like, oh, I'll give it a go, and then it just kind of bloomed from there. I don't know if it's good thing. Well, no, actually, it's a good thing. I just sort of play music and see where it went, and then it developed into this grindcore sort of sludge kind of kick in the face kind of stuff. So,
yeah, cool.
And then Yeah, and then because being part of the DIY punk scene, you meet everyone else from across New Zealand, and
Cool. Yeah, because it's cool that you guys kind of come from a bunch of different backgrounds, and that kind of shows how you pull all the tethers of different people from different crews and scenes and stuff. For the sake of like students and stuff who are just like learning about the Otipoti scene and just going to gigs and things like that, have you got any like advice or suggestions for people who want to get into like local music, but also even like running gigs and running festivals and stuff like that?
I think for me, I don't know, it's just trying to get out and meet some like different people in the scene, like going to different, well, not that there's much venues, just going to see live music. Pluck up the courage to talk to people.
That's the habit.
Yeah. I mean,
it's hard for everyone.
It is. Yeah. And there's quite a lot of cool things run by the council for people to get into, even recording and doing cool music things. But yeah, sadly for a lot of introverts like me, you actually have to go out and talk to people and just like, just don't be afraid. Just be that annoying person and just hang around people and then. To be honest, that's what I did. I never had run a music festival before,
Was it daunting getting into the, once it became sort of more more stable or more known, trying to figure out all the kind of more funding side and the admin side and the money side and stuff
So, I mean, with Dankfest, the R18 show, we sort of, I don't know, we just rely on door sales I'm not too, with the Rangatahi Rumble, that was sort of something more you got into.
I think that
aspect has been quite hard, but actually quite good just to learn about all the, how those kind of funding strategy kind of work. But yeah, mostly it's reliable on you guys coming out and giving us money so we can pay bands. But we do it for the love. We don't pay ourselves.
Yeah, cool. Heck yeah. Definitely, listeners, you should totally make it along to Dankfest. You can go to both nights. There's a weekend pass, which is $35 from Under the Radar. Is there? Can people go to like one night or anything?
If you just want to come out to one night, come to the door. It's $20. But also, come early because we do have a capacity. So come early, get your ticket. If not, you might just have to wait to be let in.
And it's cool seeing the crowd pack out for Dankfest, but also I always notice how it's like one of the few nights that the crowd's open late, and you can keep going and like have a boogie or whatever. Like there's always a ender that like lets you kind of hang out a bit more. Than I think that's kind of one of the small gripes I have with kind of punky shows, is that at the end of it you got so much energy and you're like, oh, it might, if I tired myself enough to go to bed, and if I haven't, you're screwed.
Unless you know how, when you have to leave the crowd when Jones puts on that track by Skeptics.
Literally.
And a good chance to meet people from around the Motu as well. So
Cool. Thanks so much for coming in.
That's Lana. All right.
Real pleasure.
For me.
Awesome work with Dankfest.
Thank you.
I'm really excited for it, and I hope to see it kind of do all sorts of different things, and can't wait to see the future of it. Awesome. And definitely can't wait for this weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be mine.
Cool.
Please come.
We'll check on one of our Otipoti favourites who is playing at Dankfest, Seek Help. And this is Thus With A Kiss. Sure.
More of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.